Saturday, July 19th. The first reading from Exodus chapter 12, verses 37 through 42. The children of Israel set out from Ramnes for Succoth, about 600,000 men on foot, not counting the little ones. A crowd of mixed ancestry also went up with them, besides their livestock, very numerous flocks and herds. Since the dough they had brought out of Egypt was not leavened, they baked it into unleavened loaves. They had rushed out of Egypt and had no opportunity even to prepare food for the journey. The time the children of Israel had stayed in Egypt was 430 years. At the end of 430 years, all the hosts of the Lord left the land of Egypt on this very date. This was a night of vigil for the Lord as he led them out of the land of Egypt. So on this same night, all the children of Israel must keep a vigil for the Lord throughout their generations. The Gospel from Matthew chapter 12, verses 14 through 21. The Pharisees went out and took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. When Jesus realized this, he withdrew from that place. Many people followed him, and he cured them all, but he warned them not to make him known. This was to fulfill what had been spoken through Isaiah the prophet, "Behold my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved in whom I delight. I shall place my spirit upon him, and he will proclaim justice to the Gentiles. He will not contend or cry out, nor will anyone hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, a smoldering wick he will not quench, until he brings justice to victory, and in his name the Gentiles will hope." Haydock Commentary. These words are out of the prophet Isaiah chapter 42, and it is observed that the Jews, before the coming of Jesus, used to expound them of their Messiah. Our Lord Jesus Christ may be called the servant of the Almighty, because, as he himself assures us, he came down not to be served, but to serve. Or, as St. Remigius says, not on account of his divinity, but on account of his humanity, which he received from the pure flesh and blood of the Immaculate Virgin. There is some difference in the text of Isaiah whence this is taken. The apostles and evangelists did not confine themselves to cite the very words of the text, but only the sense. The words, "he will not contend or cry out," do not occur in the prophet, but are added by St. Matthew to express more fully the sense, because he offered himself up to the will of his heavenly Father and delivered himself into the hands of those who persecuted him. So says St. Thomas Aquinas. Nor did he cry out, because like a lamb in the hands of the shearer, he opened not his mouth. The prophet here shows the mildness of our Savior, who, though he could have broken them like a reed, and as a bruised reed, yet would not do it. And though he could have easily extinguished their rage and anger, yet he bore with it for a while with singular clemency, till he should send forth justice unto victory, that is, till justice shall have appeared triumphant, till Christ shall have fulfilled all things, and raised his most illustrious trophy, till the Gentiles shall have placed their confidence in his most adorable name, and the Jews have no plea, notwithstanding their unparalleled obduracy, to make in reply. So says St. John Chrysostom. Until he brings justice to victory. St. Jerome and St. Hilary expound these words in conformity with their interpretation of the two foregoing verses, as follows: "The Lord will cherish and support the infirm and weak in this time of penance and probation, inviting them to greater strength and light and perfect charity, till the power of death be taken away, till he return to judge the world, when his judgment shall be victorious, though in the meanwhile it may often appear suppressed and even subdued by the obstinate will of man." But the exposition most conformable to the literal sense of the prophet is, "He will support the weak by his mildness until it come to pass that his judgment, which he came to announce to the Gentiles, be led to victory by his truth becoming universally triumphant over the world, and in his name all nations shall hope. Thus will he bear with the little light and virtue of his enemies, till the bright light of his faith and the warmth and strength of his grace obtain in their hearts and triumph over every opposition."